mind blown. So biology says that after sexual intercourse, about 200 to 300 million sperms are deposited by the man. They all begin to swim upwards within the tract to meet with the ovum, which is the egg. And out of the 200 million that are deposited, only 300 to 500 actually reach the site, because others get tired on the way because it's not an easy race. As you can imagine, right? You're up against like 200 to 300 million. Just think about those odds. And then out of the 300 that manage to reach the ovum, which is again the egg, only one fertilizes the egg. And in this case, the winning one is you. We won the race. So Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight." So trust in the Lord with all your heart. You know, trusting is hard sometimes, especially when we've been hurt, we've been lied to, promises have been broken. Sometimes we feel like it's easier to just close ourselves off because we think we're protecting ourselves. Actuality, you're not. You're actually trapping yourself in an experience that will continue to replay and to resurface. But just as you swam to make it to the egg first, God has plans for you. He has a specific purpose. And all you have to do is trust that and know that he is perfect. He's faithful. He's loyal. He does not make mistakes. That's important you understand that. God does not make mistakes. I mean, look around you. The evidence is everywhere. Just take Mother Nature as an example. All the way down to the tiny insects that he created. Everything is intentional. Everything has a purpose. It works together so flawlessly, right? So the next part, do not lean on your own understanding. So don't allow yourself to believe that you know everything. That's such dangerous territory, where your ego is so big that you don't feel like you could potentially learn anything new or potentially change your mindset into believing something different. And it's important you realize that just because it may seem impossible or you don't understand it, don't limit God. Look around you again. I mean, he's everywhere, right? He's the creator of all things. And it's far beyond our comprehension how everything works together. So don't fool yourself by believing you know everything or you need to know everything. That's really, really important. In all your ways, acknowledge him. Acknowledge him by praying, reading the Bible, good behavior, you know, doing goodness, kindness, gentleness, having patience, having self-control, making good decisions. And really, though, you can just start by acknowledging him, by opening up your mind, and just start to switch your focus. Switch your focus to everything good and positive and wholesome that's around you. Because God is in everything. He's in the stars, in the moon, in the sun, in the water, the trees, the flowers. He's in your friends, your family, your teachers. Just acknowledge him. You can start by just being thankful and expressing gratitude to all the beautiful things around you. You know, God uses people in your life, and sometimes God even uses complete strangers in your life to deliver a message to you. And sometimes we're just so wrapped up in our day-to-day life, or sometimes we're not in a good mood, or we're just not aware. We miss those little things that he sends to us. You know, they're little signs of the way he speaks to us, or he guides us. So don't miss those things by being so foolish and being so wrapped up into thinking that you know everything. Acknowledge him and all the beauty in your life, and he will make your path straight. So how many of you out there have been doing things on your own and you're pretty stubborn, right? Just making decisions without any type of guidance, or people are trying to give you advice, and you're like, nah, I know this. And sometimes you do. Sometimes your Holy Spirit that lives inside of you is like, no, that's not right, and follow that voice. But other times, sometimes we're just too stubborn and we have this big, huge ego and we just want to do it our way. I'll be honest with you. I have done so many things my way throughout my life that have just kept leading to dead end after dead end after dead end. And I was so stubborn and hard-headed. I took so long to realize that I kept making the same mistakes over and over because I kept leaning on my own understanding. I kept thinking that I had a better way. So just keep in mind that by the grace of God, He uses all things together for our good. So even when we make foolish decisions that take us down a different path, God is still going to show up. He's so dope. He's still going to show up and He's going to make another way. Because he loves us like a father. He wants us to be successful. He wants us to be joyful. He wants us to be happy. He wants us to be at peace. He wants only good things for us. So wouldn't it just be so much better and easier if we just learned to trust Him and allowed the Spirit to lead us? Look, I see it this way. I'm going to kind of break it down like this. It's like, you know, we swam the race, right? And we won. And God was like, I have the most amazing plans for you. Just trust me, right? And then life happens and childhood happens and events happen and they create scars and fears and anxiety and all those things that life tends to do to us, cause all these bruises, right? And then the enemy tries to use all of that against us. So we go outside of our spirit or against our spirit and we just choose a different path. And it takes us on a detour. But we still have a choice to get back to the right road to get to our destination or get to our destiny. But some of us just don't ever get back there. Others acknowledge it and turn right back and get right back on that road, on that path. And some more take a few more detours, a few more wrong turns, and then end up finding their way back. And then some, unfortunately, just keep taking detours further and further away from their final destination or their destiny, and then they never find their way back. And I just want you to know that God wants our paths to be straight. He wants our burdens to be light. So from the time we won that race to the egg, He had plans for us, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. That's Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. But the beautiful thing about it is He also gave us free will to make our own choices. So God, we're born, we have this destination, we have this destiny, we have a very specific purpose to reach it. And because He gave us free will, we make choices. And sometimes those choices lead to detours and they drive us further away from our destination. But God will still use those things. He'll still use those bad choices or situations that we put ourselves in for some type of good. And sometimes it's to teach us a lesson. Sometimes it's to help us learn something or meet somebody. Or there's always something good that comes out of it. You just have to see that. And then you have to strive to begin to trust Him and to begin to say, you know what, God, I made some wrong choices. I just need you to get me back on the right path. And He will, if you let Him. But you have to truly surrender to that and truly listen to the Spirit within. Aren't you just tired of doing it all alone? I know I am. The great news is you just don't have to. If you trust in the Lord and you do not depend on your own understanding, things are going to come together for you. And just know that things aren't always going to feel good. Things aren't always going to make sense. But we just trust the Spirit that lives within us and let it guide us and let it lead the way. It will lead the way if you surrender and you just open your mind and say, you know what? This doesn't make sense to me, God. I don't want to be here right now. I feel like everything is closing around me. And just say, you know, but I trust in you, God. I know that there's a purpose. I know you're going to use the situation for good. And with that mindset, you truly just are unstoppable. You are starting to acknowledge Him in all of His ways, right? All the beautiful things around you. And sometimes it's just something super simple. I know I always talk about this, but just walking outside your house and you notice a beautiful flower and just taking a minute to be like, that's a beautiful flower, right? or that's a beautiful tree, or it's a beautiful day. Don't overcomplicate it. Just look for the beauty in everything, because God is in everything. So I'm challenging you to be bold, to be brave, and to just be you. Allow the Spirit to lead you to your final destination. You've already won the race. You're already victorious through God. He wants good things from you. Just trust in Him with all of your heart. God bless.